The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too.
We're back, folks. Welcome to the second hour of the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on May 15th, 2022. James Kelso, your host here for the concluding hour of our show. And I will pack all this into the show here. We're coming up on the end of Donald Trump's talk, inspirational talk yesterday in Austin, Texas at the Austin Convention Center. I just mentioned next week, Saturday, he will be in Casper, Wyoming at the Ford Wyoming Center. I just looked that up. You can pack 10,000 people into that center. 10,000. I guarantee you there'll be at least 10,000 people wedged like sardines into that center. And this is in the state of Wyoming, which has a total population at least. It depends on how many of the demon rat communist Biden invasion have made their way to Wyoming on their free bus, train, plane tickets. How many have made their way to Wyoming? All of them completely unwelcome. Wyoming is supposed to have 576,000 people, which I envy that. But one of the beauties of North Dakota, where I am, is that we have only about 700,000 people. Wyoming beats us for the title of being even smaller, which is good, means no big cities. And is Casper about as big as, which is bigger, Cheyenne or Casper? I've lost track. I used to know. But they're like us in Wyoming. They don't have any big cities. And you know, if you had to pick a place to go, that's really a good place. You know, I went to North Dakota. I love it here. But I'll tell you what, on my list of the top places to go, Wyoming would be way up there. And isn't it inexplicable? It's amazing that these wonderful places like West Virginia has a creep like Joe Manchin as their senator. What's going on? West Virginia is Trump country. I mean, lock, stock, and barrel. Other than a couple college campuses, West Virginia is Trump country. So is Wyoming. How do they have a senator like John Barrasso, who is in Ukraine, handing your money out? They've now given away like $50 billion to Ukraine. That's probably greater than their gross national product. That's more than $1,000 for every man, woman, and child in Ukraine, a family of four or $5,000 of your money. At a time when baby formula is not to be found on market shelves, at a time when the economy is being collapsed. What is the U.S. national security interest in Ukraine? There isn't any. Zero. Zero. None. Whatever happens in Ukraine has no bearing whatsoever, at least before people like McConnell and Pelosi came along, and Jill Biden, whatever resolution the Russians and Ukrainians in Donetsk and Luhansk work out with each other, hopefully without tens of billions of dollars of the highest tech American stripping our Army and Navy and Air Force of their best weapons, and Space Force, I'm sure, at this point, because all the targeting in Ukraine is being done by the U.S. intelligence and U.S. military. The reason the Moskva was sunk is that the U.S. gave the targeting. And they probably also guided the missile. And they probably also gave them the missile. The Ukrainian input to the sinking of that ship was probably just about nil. Joe Biden unilaterally, as a good communist, has declared war on the most nuclear-equipped nation on Earth. Real smart, Joe, you piece of puke. He has declared war. What was it? The War Powers Act and the Constitution? Congress shall declare war? Is there a declaration of war out of the Congress? Now, I wouldn't put it past them because they're so screwed up in Congress with Republicans falling all over themselves. Rhino Republicans like Lindsey Graham. What a jerk Lindsey Graham is. And Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy tripping all over themselves to give your money away to where? To what? To Ukraine? For what? For the highest tech weapons America has? What the hell? In order to do what? Kill young Russian boys and infuriate the Russian people? To drive the nation of Russia to the wall? What? What is the goal? A nuclear war that none of us will survive? Let me give you this. I watched a show on nuclear war last night, actually a TED Talk given in 2017. And the speaker, it was brilliant, mentioned how bad is nuclear war. He said since the years of Reagan and Gorbachev, when there were some leaders who actually thought maybe nuclear war is a bad idea to be avoided at any cost. Both Reagan and Gorbachev understood this. We now have these turds in government who are so stupid and so evil, like Mitch McConnell, that they will toy with nuclear war. These are madmen and mad women like Liz Cheney Susan Collins, who was with McConnell there in Kiev. And this speaker at the TED Talk in 2017 said, how bad is nuclear war? How dead are we all going to be if we're dumb enough to get led into a nuclear war? He said, he said, forget about a nuclear war between the U.S. and Russia with the most nukes. Let's not even talk about that war. It's worse than that, he said. Let's talk about a nuclear war between Pakistan and India. Are you going to die from that war? Yes. Yes. Well, wait. That's far away. Pakistan, India, they nuke it out? And is there enough inflamed passion about Kashmir and other things, the hatred between Hindus and Muslims, you know, who slaughtered each other in 1948 when India broke away from the British Empire? The Raj ended. Millions were killed in the rioting, the slaughter. People hauled out of trains and just slaughtered and butchered. Oh, yeah, it's very civilized. Could they go to war with each other? Then they're both nuclear armed. Yes, but the nuclear winter that would circle the globe in a matter of days would destroy American crops, mass starvation, billions dying of starvation because of a war between India and Pakistan. And that would be about the most benign nuclear war you could imagine. So this is utter insanity to be pushing Russia, to have the piece of garbage, of crap, who's the head of the U.S. military. What's his name? I keep forgetting his name. He's such a forgettable person. Who's this big fat guy? Who's, oh, well, that's another one. Milley is one. But there's a big fat guy who's now the head of the U.S. military, and he says that the goal, the American goal in Ukraine, is to degrade and destroy the Russian ability to wage war, destroy the Russian military. That's really a smart general. We're going to destroy the Russian military. And then you have people like so-called Republican Lindsey Graham. The goal is to kill Vladimir Putin. I won't even say what my usual term for Lindsey Graham is. What a man Lindsey Graham is. He looks best in a skirt. You can fill in the rest. I don't want somebody like that risking my life, this piece of garbage, Lindsey Graham, this so-called South Carolina Republican. Get him out of the Senate. Get his career over with. What the hell is wrong with you, South Carolina? And I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what's wrong. The elections are all rigged. They're all rigged in every state. We don't have free and fair elections in America. That's why we get people like Lindsey Graham and John Barrasso and Liz Cheney, who don't represent us at all. That guy in a tutu, Lindsey Graham, is not going to lead my family into a nuclear war. Whatever masculinity problem he has, he should work it out in the gym, not with nuclear weapons over my country. So this is what we've got. Now let's go back to any moment now, I'm going to get excited. Let's go back to the president. We'll close out his speech in Austin. And by the way, the president understands this. He knows what a dress-wearing creep Lindsey Graham is. He knows the whole story here. Donald Trump loves America. And he abhors war. And he is the only president in our lifetimes who didn't start a war. And who kept us safe. Let's go back to the president right now. Where is he? Here he is. I'll get him for you. Hang on. And he's ending up his speech.
In all of history, there's never been anything like this. I'll tell you what, Jimmy Carter looks like a great president right now. Ladies and gentlemen, one of our greatest presidents, Jimmy Carter, because by comparison, he looks great. We're seeing what happens when you deal with weakness in the White House. You need somebody that's leading the band. If you don't have somebody, it's not going to happen. But with the right leadership, America's comeback can begin, and it can really begin, I think, very quickly. For a while, I was saying, man, can you ever recover from this? You know, one of the things that is hard is the millions and millions and millions of people that are pouring into our country as we speak. I mean, we're speaking to you now. People are pouring across the border. And think of it. I mentioned it a little bit, but they're emptying out their prisons into the United States of America. Last week, 129 countries were represented by people coming in illegally. 129. Many of the people that come in are from prisons. Why wouldn't they do that? They don't want those people. They're emptying their prisons out into the United States. It's so sad what's happened. They're poisoning our country. The day after the November election, the economy will begin to improve because consumers and businesses will know that at least the threat of socialist Democrats is sort of over. Because, you know, we can stop, even if we win the House, we can stop it. At least we can stop it. So important. This is the most important election you've ever had. And we could win a lot, but at least, you know, you'll need the House, you'll need the Senate. And if we even had won, we can at least save it until we have the next election. And the next election, I think we're going to be in very good shape. But we're going to watch those vote counters are going to have to be honest. Did you ever hear the expression, a well-known expression used often, that the vote counter is oftentimes far more important than the candidate? That's what happened to us. That's what happened to us. And it's a disgrace that Republicans and a lot of local Republicans in states, that they allowed it to happen. It's a disgrace. To stop the wave of violent crime in our Democrat-run cities, we will take billions and billions of dollars out of Joe Biden's radical left socialist agenda, and we will give that money straight to local communities to hire tens of thousands more police officers, and we will give the authority back to those police officers. Good. So they can protect us. Their authority's been taken away. And we want to put these bloodthirsty criminals behind bars for a long time. We're going to give the authority back. You know, nobody says that. No other politician says that. They're all talking about police reform. They take away everything. You know that a policeman in some places, if he does something and if he's a little bit off, he gets sued personally and has to go out and hire lawyers. They want to take that away. No defending the police, no nothing. They're taking all their authority away. We have to give the police their authority back. You will see crime stop quickly. Under a Republican Congress, we will once and for all ban critical race theory in our schools, and we will stand up for parental rights. Parental rights. No teacher should ever be allowed to teach transgender to our children.
Yeah, see the way the president says that? No, he's quite right. Nobody else says it this way. Teachers will not be allowed to teach transgender to our children. Well, look how he doesn't go into some detail and, you know, some fine distinction. No, teaching transgender, a one-word summary. In other words, take your ideology and shove it, and we'll call it transgender. Not in our schools, not in my town, not over my dead body. Shove it, teachers union.
And we will keep men. We will keep men out of women's sports. Is that okay? Is that all right?
Same thing.
We're going to keep men out of women's sports. So, you know, I tell them it took place a couple of months ago. This young female swimmer, very good.
I'm going to skip this so we can get on to some other stuff. He's going to tell that story. Let's go right to the end of the speech. Right to the end. Here we go. Right to the end. All right. Here we go.
Learn the truth about all of these issues. Go to Truth Social. Have you seen Truth? It's doing great. It's new. It's hot. And it's actually much, much better than Twitter. It blows Twitter away. Everybody loves it, especially the engagement. I mean, it's amazing. Elon Musk. So I don't believe he's going to buy Twitter. Because you have so many fake accounts, the bots, all of the different things. I think it's going to be very interesting. And he's got some problems because he bought a lot of stock that he shouldn't have bought. He got a lot of problems with Twitter. But the Twitter has a lot of problems. So go to Truth Social. I think you're going to find Truth is great. We tell the truth. We tell the truth. Great that we got that name. Can you imagine? We're driving the radical left crazy. We have something called Truth. Trump is going, we don't say put out a tweet. We say we put out a truth.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Totally crazy. So go sign up. Everyone in this room is fighting for the same timeless American values. We believe in the American Constitution, and we believe in the rule of law. We believe that our founding documents are not a source of shame. They are a source of great pride. We believe that faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, are the true American way. We believe that America is a sovereign nation with a sovereign people, which means that we must have strong, secure borders. We believe in the dignity of work and the sanctity of life. We believe in religious liberty, the right to free speech, and the right to keep and bear arms, Second Amendment, which is under siege. We believe that the first duty of government is to protect and defend the interests of its own citizens. In other words, to put America first at all times. We believe that children should be taught to love our country, honor our history, and always respect our great American flag. Men started crying. Man, and we live by the words.
We'll pause the president right there. We'll be right back.
John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan. And like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone. Big John.
Big John.
Are you
one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hey, remember who sings that song? You know them both so well. Merle Haggard, boy, do we need him back, and Gretchen Wilson. I don't know what she's doing now, but what a singer she is, the two of them. And you got to watch that video of the two of them singing that song. Anyway, okay, let's go back to Donald Trump, who picks the music for his rallies himself. He's a DJ as well as everything else he is. This is the end of his speech yesterday in Austin. He is fired up, ready for battle, looking tanned and fit.
Of our national motto, In God We Trust. You know, they want that motto to change. They want us not to use that motto. We're using that motto. We're not changing that motto. Don't allow it to be changed. They want to change the name of our forts, Fort Bragg, Fort Sumter, Fort Robert E. Lee. And we don't like that, do we? We don't like that. We won the First World War from there. We won the Second World War from there. We won a lot before we went politically correct. Our MAGA movement, Make America Great Again, is by far the greatest political movement in the history of our country. Probably it's in the history of any country. And it's getting stronger every single day.
Bingo.
When we watch what they're doing and destroying our country, it gets stronger and stronger. So to each of you in this hall, this giant hall that's packed to the rafters, thank you very much. I ask you to get ready to work, get ready to fight, get ready to win, and win like never before. We're going to win. We're going to win like never before. Together, we will take back the House. We will take back the Senate. And we will take back our country.
Bingo.
And then, most importantly, in 2024, we are going to take back our beautiful, beautiful, beautiful White House.
I think he's running.
And with the support of patriots like you all across this magnificent land, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. And we will make America great again. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you, Texas. Thank you very much.
All right. Don't you ever
be sad.
Lean on me.
Lean on me.
I'm the man.
The president is boogalooing.
Yeah. Trump's coming. Trump's coming. I'm on my way. The man can dance.
We're turning down now. Yeah, Sam and Dave, 1967. Booker T and the MGs backing them up. Sam Moore, I think he's the only one still alive of the two singers. One of them died. But there you go. That was yesterday. Now, I'm looking at my call board here. I don't see any calls coming in. So let's go over. I want to play some highlights of some of these great people. One of the things that's encouraging about the Trump movement is, this is the first rally. He did talk about our movement as being the greatest in history, not just U.S. history. But I think, I think that line that I have found in every rally there's no significance to this, but I love when he recites the fact, we are one. When he says we are one, the next word, ladies and gentlemen, is always movement. We are one movement, one nation, one family, one people. So but he covered it when he said we are the greatest movement. Let me go to one of the beauties of this greatest movement is that Donald Trump has drawn out the best from all of us, all of you out there, from me. I'm doing better, I'm trying harder and doing a better job than I ever did before Trump, as is Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson wasn't so hot, 10 years ago or however many years ago. I don't know what Stephen K. Bannon was doing, let's say 15 years ago, but I'm sure he's raised his game. And Dinesh D'Souza, the same thing. Funny just comes to mind here. Dinesh D'Souza, he either dated, I think he used to date Ann Coulter. There's something to think about during the break. And we'll be right back with one of those heroes right after this break.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And I will roll. A chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over? Wish Coke was still cola, and a joint was a bad place to be.
Yes. I looked it up, folks. You know, how long have we been missing Merle Haggard? He died on his 79th birthday in 2016. So it's been 6 years. Let's go back to, now I'm going to take you to another hero here. Not Merle Haggard, but Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is hitting it. Listen to this. This is Tucker last Wednesday. And I was just playing a few minutes of a magnificent, magnificent education that he gave to millions of Americans. Remember, Tucker has that same importance that Donald Trump has. Donald Trump reaches tens, scores, hundreds of millions of Americans and foreigners. He reaches around the world. Tucker Carlson does the same sort of thing. What he says is extra important because it is going to be heard by so many people. Someone you might like or that I might like who doesn't reach any large crowd kind of changes the importance of that person, does it not? All right. Here's what he had to say last Wednesday.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson. Tonight, there is nothing in the world worse than finding out that your deepest fears are justified. That's the nightmare scenario, learning there really is a zombie in the closet. Let's say you're a kid and you've convinced yourself that your parents don't really love you. They claim they do. They say it all the time, usually without looking up from their iPhones. But you can tell they don't really mean it. They don't seem sincere. And then one Christmas morning confirmation, you discover they've forgotten to buy you presents, any presents. They were busy and it just slipped their mind. Instead, they spent all their time and all their money buying gifts for a kid down the street. So all the things that you asked for, they gave to another nine-year-old you have never met. How'd that make you feel? Well, you'd be crushed, but you would also be vindicated. You would know for a dead certain fact that your parents really didn't love you. They're not even very interested in you. That's how a lot of Americans felt last night watching the House of Representatives approve yet another massive aid package for Ukraine. Nothing against Ukraine, but we could probably use that money here right about now. After 100 years of virtually uninterrupted wealth generation, the American economy appears to be faltering in ways that are scary to anyone who's paying attention. Even people who aren't paying attention can sense there's something really wrong. Lots of people are not working. Those who are working are getting poor quickly thanks to inflation. All of a sudden, everything is wildly more expensive. Have you noticed? We literally have a shortage of baby formula right now. Did you think that would happen in America ever? And yet it is happening. And so is the deadliest drug epidemic in our history. About 107,000 of your fellow Americans, most of them young people who should have had long, productive lives, are instead dead. They've died from drug ODs over the past year. This is the saddest thing that has happened in our country in a very long time. And yet Congress, which claims to run the country, can't be bothered even to acknowledge it, much less do anything about it. Instead, your representatives in Washington just voted to send yet another $40 billion to the Ukrainian oligarchs who paid off the president's son. That's what happened. And it's just the latest check that Congress has cut them. You can add it to the approximately $14 billion they've already spent on Ukraine. That brings the total as of tonight to more than $54 billion. How much is that? Well, for perspective, it is more than we spent per year on average on the war in Afghanistan, a war that began with a direct attack on the United States. $54 billion, that's about as much as Russia, the country, spends on its entire armed forces over the course of a full year. It is a ludicrous amount. And yet Congress happily approved it. In fact, they allocated $7 billion more than Joe Biden asked for. That's how excited they were to do it. So where's this money going? Oh, that's the best part. Congress has decided to fix all of the pressing problems that need to be fixed, except fix them in Ukraine, not here. So the main course of all of this funding from day one has been to secure Ukraine's borders. Because, you know, you can't have a country without borders. They have to be secure. Nancy Pelosi strongly believes that about Ukraine, and so do her friends on the Republican side. So Ukrainian border
security. See, that important insertion, this is where Tucker is so perfectly focused. Nancy Pelosi firmly believes that, and so do her friends on the Republican side. You got it, Tucker. You got it. The rhinos. not the MAGAs, the rhinos.
Security is the main goal. Then there's the problem of, quote, food insecurity. Not here, in Ukraine. Food's getting expensive in Ukraine. So we're going to spend $760 million to fix that, just in this check. And not just in Ukraine. Congress was feeling kind of sporty. Also added $150 million for something called the Global Agriculture and Food Security Program, because while we're feeding Ukraine, why not feed the rest of the world? We've got more food than we can use. And of course, that will obviously include baby formula too, because kids in other countries need to eat. Then there's another huge chunk of cash to, quote, combat human trafficking. Now, not combat human trafficking in Texas, where it is now ubiquitous thanks to the open borders with Mexico, but to combat human trafficking in Ukraine, because it's sad what's happening there, but not here. That's not sad. We're ignoring it. There's still more money to make sure Ukrainians have emergency shelter, because apparently more than a million Americans aren't homeless tonight. There's $900 million to make sure Ukrainians have access to, quote, entitlement programs, our entitlement programs. They'll need them when they arrive here, as many will. In other words, you can't afford to fill your truck, but you now get to pay the living expenses of anyone who shows up in your country claiming to be from Ukraine, and you will. And then, because paying off your friends is always the real point of these exercises in Washington, there are billions more dollars for Lloyd Austin's former employers.
That was the name I forgot. This puke running the U.S. Army, Lloyd Austin. What a fat pig.
In the weapons business. That would include $72 million for something the bill describes as, quote, research, development, test, and evaluation in Ukraine. Now, don't say biolabs, because that's not allowed, but honestly, this is weird. Ukraine is a war zone, and therefore probably not a great place for scientific research right now, but whatever. We're funding some kind of science experiments in Ukraine. No more questions from you. And the bill goes on like this, and on and on. As Congressman Thomas Massie has pointed out, Congress has now spent more money on Ukraine in 6 months than the U.S. government spent on all roads and all bridges in the United States over all of last year. The $40 billion we're sending to Ukraine so they can secure their borders, by the way, is more than double what Joe Biden has asked to fund customs and border security in the United States. One bill, more than double what we're spending this year on our borders. And then in the middle of this historic drug emergency, and it is, the bill spends more than 10 times the entire budget of the DEA, more than 10 times. Just in case you're wondering how your leaders feel about you. They're not fans at all. And now we know for sure. You should know that every single Democrat in the House of Representatives voted for this bill. That would include even Barbara Lee of Berkeley. Now, if you remember her name, it may be because in 2001, Barbara Lee of Berkeley was the only member of Congress to oppose the war against the Taliban. But a war in Ukraine is a war that Barbara Lee can support. Why? Because there's no potential chance that war could help the United States. Here's her reasoning.
Only by sorting through two centuries of fact and fiction can we remember the men
who shaped the nation we became. There we go.
This war is not only about Ukraine. This war is about the rest of the world and Putin trying to establish autocratic governments throughout the world. And we know that this is taking place through disinformation campaigns, through all kinds of misinformation that's taking place.
Oh, so it's not really about Ukraine. It's about something bigger than Ukraine. Thanks, Barbara Lee, for being dim enough to tell us that, to say it out loud.
Now that's so beautiful. Thanks, Barbara Lee, for being dim enough to say it out loud. Thank you, Tucker, for being bright enough to speak truth like that. That is so wonderful, so refreshing. You know, we don't have that many heroes, ladies and gentlemen. People like Stephen K. Bannon, Tucker Carlson, Dinesh D'Souza, Donald Trump, and his son that you heard at the beginning of this show.
It's a war on disinformation, which at some point, in some way, is dead certain to be a war on you. No question about it, because you're a font of disinformation, meaning you disagree. But we know for certain that wars against things you can't really identify, against people who don't exist, wars against concepts, one thing we know about those wars, like the war on terror, is they last forever. So it was a little weird to see Tim Ryan of Ohio vote for this. Tim Ryan was supposed to be a working man's Democrat, a guy who cares about bread and butter issues. Tim Ryan represents Youngstown in Akron. Take a look at Akron sometime. It's like a war zone itself. These are the cities that built America, crumbling and desperate now from total neglect. But don't you worry. Tim Ryan is totally committed to rebuilding Kiev. And so is Nancy Pelosi. For Pelosi, funding Ukraine at any cost is more than a foreign policy objective. It's a kind of religious observance.
The brutality of Putin is not just what he's doing in Ukraine, but the impact that it is having on food for the world.
Now, make sure you're paying attention to what you're going to hear next. After Nancy Pelosi, listen to, again, the bravery, the truth of Tucker Carlson as he describes and condemns Nancy Pelosi. It is beautiful. Here we go.
So when you're home thinking, what is this all about? Just think about when I was hungry, you fed me, in the Gospel of Matthew.
Oh, so Jesus wants to send more missiles to Ukraine. And the more missiles we send to Ukraine, the less hungry people are going to be. Wait a second. Wouldn't Jesus want to do everything possible to bring an end to the war in Ukraine? You irreligious little twit, how dare
you? Irreligious little twit, how dare you? I love that. That, I mean, folks, that was worth the price of admission right there from Tucker Carlson. Remember, he said that to, he is the number one top rated TV talk show, editorial show in the country. He has the biggest audience. I think his audience is, I hope it's bigger than Sean Hannity's. Sean Hannity would be number two. Tucker is number one, and he's way bigger than things like MSDNC, as the president says, or CNN. So that was so beautiful. Let me just play that back just for a moment. I know it's just, I just want to hear it one more time. That's the second time I've heard it. It's so beautiful. Let's see. Let me go back just a little bit here.
Do everything possible to bring an end to the war in Ukraine? You irreligious little twit, how dare you quote that book? By the way, there was a time when Nancy Pelosi didn't want to spend billions of dollars to secure a country's border. She said it was wasteful and morally wrong. It wasn't that long ago, by the way. It was April of 2017. See if you notice the difference. She's for spending billions at borders now. She was opposed to it then. What changed? What?
The wall is, in my view, immoral, expensive, unwise. And when the president says, well, I promised a wall during my campaign, I don't think he said he was going to pass billions of dollars of cost of the wall onto the taxpayer.
Oh, did you catch that? Border security in the United States is immoral. But Jesus is strongly for border security in Ukraine and abortion, by the way. It's a sacrament. As usual, Democrats, as ludicrous as this may sound, are united on this point. They stand as one. But also, as usual, a sustained propaganda campaign in the American media has managed to divide the Republican Party. And why does this happen every single time? Here's why. Because Republican office holders, no matter how conservative they tell you they are, believe the New York Times. They care deeply what legacy media say. They read the New York Times every day. They don't want to be criticized by the New York Times. And that's how the left controls them every single time. If you don't believe it, think back the last 2 years. You saw the same dynamic in the early days of both the BLM riots and the COVID lockdowns. Nancy Pelosi was out there first, taking the most extreme possible position. And then a lot of Republican leaders agreed with her. Do you remember that? 2 years ago this month, Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, running for president, she's conservative. She told Americans in the first days of the riots that they deserved to suffer after George Floyd died. Quote, in order to heal, it needs to be personal and painful for everyone, she wrote. And in the end, it was personal and painful. A lot of people died. And that was good because your racism killed George Floyd. That was
Nikki Haley. And she might as well be the poster girl for the rhinos, Nikki Haley. If Nikki Haley's for something, step back, look out. Nikki Haley is radioactive. She's a Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Lindsey Graham, rhino. Mitt Romney, rhino. And Donald Trump has got it right on these people. Tucker Carlson certainly has it right. This is so refreshing to hear what Tucker Carlson, I love that line where he said, Jesus wants to bomb. Jesus is for rockets in Ukraine, and Jesus doesn't like border walls. And then I love Carlson's rejoinder. Shut up, you twit. You little twit.
Nikki Haley's first reaction. She read it in the New York Times, and she believed that they all do. So it shouldn't shock you that Nikki Haley's first reaction to the Russia invasion and Mitch McConnell's first reaction, too, and the first reaction of so many other Republican leaders was that protecting Ukraine is way more important than protecting you than protecting America. And Mitch McConnell hasn't, to his credit, moved from that. He still thinks it. Here he was yesterday.
Now, listen to this. Now, another thing to admire about Tucker Carlson and Stephen K. Bannon and Dinesh D'Souza is how hard these folks work. There's a lot of research in this show. These clips that he's assembled very, very ably, very perfectly, and he's educating tens of millions of Americans by giving them this excellent seminar on how their country is being flushed.
I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, we agree with that, you dirty old turtle. You disgusting wife of a Chinese Communist Party operative, Elaine Chao, getting hundreds of millions of dollars from the CCP. That's where you get your money. That's how you were able to run for office in Kentucky. That's where you got your job, Mitch, baby.
I had a chance to call the president last week and request.
Oh, and standing right behind him, I just noticed this, John Barrasso of Wyoming. This piece of puke, Barrasso.
That the Ukraine package move by itself and quickly. He said, let me think it over. He called back in about 15 minutes.
Oh, he called back in 15 minutes, you see, because Mitch McConnell is such a powerful man. He's such a man. Is he a man? I don't think so. I don't think so. What's he got in those pants? I don't think he's a man. Mitch McConnell is a piece of garbage. He's a non-man. He's a CCP puppet. But the president calls him back in about 15 minutes because it's Mitch McConnell. He's going to set up the deal, kind of like Hunter.
And agreed that we need to do this Ukraine only.
How many chins? Here's a quiz show question. How many chins does Mitch McConnell have?
And quickly, I think we're on the path to getting that done.
Being a nurse is hard, no matter where you go.
Hang on, just a little ad there. Here we go, I'll skip that.
You gotta hope that there's some sincere billionaire out there who's going to fund a primary challenge against every single one of those Republican senators standing behind Mitch McConnell. As he said, and we'll quote again, I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine. No, the most important thing going on in the world right now is the state of your country, the one you're supposed to run, the people you're supposed to represent, whose lives you're supposed to care about, the ones who can't buy food or gas, people ODing on fentanyl, 107,000 in a year, dead young people, Americans. But that's nothing compared to Ukraine. We all agree Ukraine is the most important thing. Really, if you agree with that, you should not be sitting in the United States Senate as a Republican.
Now, that's exactly what Stephen K. Bannon said on his show on Friday. If you agree that your money should be shipped to Ukraine, not used here, for Americans, you should not be in government. You should be fired.
And yet that's their position. Of course, it's Lindsey Graham's position, just to give you yet another example.
And if Putin's still standing after all this, then the world's going to be a very dark place. China's going to get the wrong signal, and we'll have a mess on our hands in Europe for decades to come. So let's take out Putin by helping Ukraine.
Oh, let's take out Putin. Yeah, oh, come on, Lindsey. I'll tell you what, Lindsey, let's put some boxing gloves on you
tighten up your tutu, and let's ship you over to Russia. Vladimir Putin does like martial arts, and he is a skilled boxer. Let's put you in. You can take out Vladimir, Lindsay, okay? All right, he's a handsome man. Come on, you're up to it, Lindsay. You know, there must be some attraction for you there. Let's see you take out Vladimir Putin, Lindsay. Get your hands off my country. Get your hands off my children. Get your hands off their future and their lives. Get the hell out of government, Lindsey Graham. We don't need you, you punk.
All right, so you're saying that that's how this ends, that Putin is removed? Is there any way?
There's no off-ramp.
There is no off-ramp.
There's no off-ramp. Very good, Lindsey. No off-ramp. So here's the president of Russia with 20,000 nuclear weapons, possibly that many, at least 6,000. Do you know that one nuclear submarine, I think this was in the show on nuclear war I saw back in 2017, the TED seminar on nuclear war, they said one Trident submarine, I believe it was, has 100 warheads on it, sufficient to take out one submarine. Every large size city in the U.S. or any other nation, one single submarine. The Russians have many such submarines. Thank you very much, Lindsay.
No off-ramp. Let's take out Putin. Weird to see a guy live out his strange little fantasy life on TV locked.
His strange little fantasy life. Now, you see the allusion, the reference that Tucker Carlson, his strange little fantasy life. He's making the same reference to Lindsey Graham that I'm making when I talk about Lindsey's skirt or his tutu.
Five, Lindsey Graham won't come on the show. He's afraid. We could spend the next hour playing clips of Lindsey Graham going back 20 years making predictions that didn't come true and resulted only in the death of American servicemen and the impoverishment of the United States. He's gotten it wrong every single time, and he's still out there. Let's just take out Putin. Really, what would happen then? The country has 6,000 nuclear weapons. Would they be unsecured? You thought we had a mess on our hands when Saddam's arsenals fell into the hands of lunatics and extremists? What would happen to those 6,000 nuclear weapons if we just take out Putin? They don't even think about it. They don't care.
They don't care. Now, that was the point Tucker began his piece with. We've run out of time. I'm glad you got to hear that. Brilliant by Tucker Carlson. And thank you, a brilliant audience out there. We didn't get to you, James or Melissa. You called in and I didn't get you in. You've got a rain check for next week's show. We'll be covering Donald Trump destroying the Rhino Cheney in Casper, Wyoming next Sunday. See you there.
Someone threw a Molotov cocktail into the office of a pro-life group in Wisconsin. The official White House statement said, President Biden strongly condemns this attack and political violence of any stripe. First of all, official statement? President Biden couldn't comment himself? Second, someone throws a firebomb and this administration strongly condemns the action. But speak out at a school board against critical race theory in elementary school and you're a domestic terrorist. The MAGA movement is the most extreme political movement in our country has ever seen. Defend yourself during a riot and you're a racist. January 6th attendees are held under the jail without due process for attacking democracy itself. Firebombing a pro-lifer, strongly condemned. This administration is a partisan blend of hyperbole and hypocrisy. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com until tomorrow. See this Pacum. Parabellum.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.